Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour 3 Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That toll-free number, as always, 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now. The lines are wide open. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to talk about standing in the love of God today. When it's all said and done, this is what the life of Christ is all about. It's about standing in his love and being compelled by that love as far as our relationships one with another. But we have to come to grips with the fact that God loves us. And most of us really struggle with that. Most of us really question that. Anytime a bad situation comes our way, anytime a negative event happens in our lives, we're always asking the question, God, I thought you loved me. I thought you really cared for me. What punishment are you bringing into my life for something that I've done in the past? And so we're constantly questioning the love of God. But this gospel message in all of the New Testament is designed to bring us to this place of being convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. That's exactly what Paul said in Romans chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So we have to come to that point where we know that we know that we know that God is for us. And everything about the gospel message screams that message. Mm-hmm. The fact that Christ died for our sins, the fact that he who knew no sin became sin on our behalf, the fact that God demonstrated his love for us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. All of those statements of truth are screaming that God is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? I mean, the situations of life, they seem to be against us. Like I said yesterday, I'm here in Florida, Port St. Joe, Florida, with Blue Skies Ministries. And there are a number of families here. And at some point in the last 2 or 3 years, they were hit with a thing a parent never wants to hear, that their kid has some form of cancer. And it really is a kick in the gut, and the feelings that go through a parent's heart when they hear that diagnosis. I mean, some get angry, some get just so mad or sad or fearful, or many of them just get stoic and they just think, hey, we've got to march forward, become warriors. But it would be very simple to think, God's against me. God is against me. But when you know that God is for you, then you can trust him and rely upon him and turn to him and look to him to help march you through that very, very difficult and hurtful and painful situation. So we need to come to grips with the fact that God is for us. I mean, he didn't spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us. So how should we not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. So who is it to condemn? So even when life throws its very worst at us, even when we have to go through the most painful of circumstances, God is for us. And you know, we stand in right relationship with him. So we can count on him through thick and thin. And then he goes on to say, so therefore, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Is it written, as it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure, or I am convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's where this relationship with Christ is leading us. That's where the Word of God wants to deliver us to that place where we are convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if you're listening today and you're struggling with the love of God, we invite you to call. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And let's talk about how you can know the love of God in such a marvelous way that you are convinced that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of Christ Jesus.
That's news worth talking about, friends, right now at 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. Again, that phone number, good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. We want to hear you, want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of this edition. And if it is still the, probably about 5 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and the lines are open. We want to speak with you. 844-322-2742. And Bob, yesterday, we spoke to our listeners about an urgent situation we have, a need that really needs to be at the forefront between now and September 30th. Tell our listeners, give them your thoughts about this.
Well, as in many summer months, we have low contributions, and so we get into a cash flow crisis, and we certainly need some help to get some cash here in the ministry to pay some bills, to keep the broadcast going. And we are appealing to our listenership, to our donor base, to step up and make a gift right now. And I think if a lot of people just do a little bit, we will be able to hit the target of $50,000 by September 30th. It's 500 people doing $100 or 1,000 people doing 50. So whatever you can do, if you can give 25 or 50 or 100 or even more, we're encouraging you, asking you to go and give the most generous gift you can to Basic Gospel right now. And all the information on how to do that is at basicgospel.net. So Bob, let them know exactly what they need to do when they get to basicgospel.net.
Well, there are many ways that you can find when you arrive at our website, basicgospel.net, and in Canada, of course, basicgospel.net/Canada. You can give by PayPal. You can give through the Basic Gospel app. You can call 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night, 844-322-2742. Anyway, that's a great way. As Bob said, this need is urgent and it is real. We need your help between now and the 30th to raise that $50,000 need. So, friends, let's get it done. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis. We had a call from Tammy, rather an email. She says, I have a few questions on confession, specifically 1 John 1:9. When we sin, do we have to ask for forgiveness each time or just repent of the sin, which is turning away, or seeking God to turn away from that sin?
Well, that's a great question, and here's the answer to it. Ephesians 1:7 says this, that in him or in Christ Jesus, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, which he has lavishly poured out on us. So when we come to Christ, when we receive that gospel message, when we receive Jesus, we receive forgiveness of sins. That's exactly what Peter said to the household of Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. Anyone who receives Christ, believes in him, that the prophecies testify about, receives forgiveness of sins. So that's what we receive. So when we come to Christ, we receive forgiveness of sins. So when we sin as believers, we're certainly going to confess that. We're going to agree with God concerning our sin, but we're not confessing it to gain more forgiveness. God has given us all the forgiveness we will ever need. We are forgiven people. That's part of our new identity in Christ Jesus. So we're going to confess that. We're going to walk in truth. We're going to agree with God concerning that sin. But we're also going to agree with God concerning what he has done with it. And so we're going to agree with God that it's already been forgiven, that Jesus Christ shed his blood once for all sin. We're going to agree with God, with God's Spirit, when he testifies or bears witness with our human spirit that we indeed are children of God. So we're always concerned about what we should be doing. What do we do when we sin? But I think a better question is to ask is, what does God do when we sin? And through his Spirit and through the love that he has poured out in our hearts, he reminds us that that sin has been dealt with. He reminds us that we truly are children of God. And, you know, it's part of this process of bringing us to this point of being convinced that absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Yeah.
So do we confess our sins? Well, I think if you're a believer, that's as natural as breathing as a human being. Yes, we're walking in truth. We're agreeing with God that went against the love of God and that you hurt somebody. But you're also agreeing with the finished work of Christ. And then you're trusting the Lord to work in you to go back to the person that you hurt or whatever it might be.
Yeah, that was the second part of her question.
Yeah, so to deal with the consequences of that particular action in the life of another human being, whether it be making restitution, whether it is for you to say you're sorry and for God's Spirit to bring about reconciliation in that relationship. You just need to trust the Lord to move you to take the right steps in that situation.
Yeah, last week I was talking with someone who just had, you know, one of those light bulb moments. They had, for months now, agreed that they were a forgiven person. But every night before they went to bed, they asked God to forgive them.
Yeah.
And last week, one day, I wasn't talking to them during this point. It was just them and God. And it was like God said, stop, wait a minute. When are you going to believe me? And it was a watershed moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could say, oh, you're serious. I really am forgiven. And it changes everything. Just the whole nature of the relationship changes when we believe God and stand on that, and then he starts working on other things because we've gotten past that point. It's a beautiful thing when it happens.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, our byline, our tagline is hear it, believe it, live it. And so we all know that Christ died for our sins according to scriptures. That's the first part, mm-hmm. the first statement of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. The question is, we've heard that, do we really believe that Christ died for our sins? Do we really believe that Christ took them away once and for all? Do we really believe that in receiving Christ, we receive forgiveness, not only forgiveness, but redemption, the forgiveness of sins, and that we are reconciled to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son? Do we really believe that? And as we've discovered in our many, many years, Richard and Bob, of ministry, this is one of those subjects where it's hard for people to let go and to really embrace the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that's going to please God more than if you will live like a forgiven person, like the person you are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. 844-322-2742. If it's about 13, 14 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast and you still have plenty of time to call in and give us a question. Again, 844-322-2742. Another question was posed to us, Bob. What about the sin of pride? How do you deal with that?
Well, that's a great question. And it's one of those that, you know, there's not, you know, four or five steps on how to deal with that. I think you just have to start looking at truth, and truth is the thing that's going to start diminishing that pride in your life. And what is truth? Well, the truth is you came into this world as a sinner. You had absolutely nothing to offer to God. You had no righteousness of your own. Your, you know, whatever righteousness you were clinging to, the Bible says, was as filthy rags. And there's nothing that you can actually do in your life that would make God step back and say, wow, that's impressive. And so we just have to look at truth. And when we look at truth, we're going to see that we are dependent creatures. And that if we're going to have any chance of a relationship with God, God's going to have to act on our behalf. That God's going to have to do something for us that we can't do for ourselves. Well, what is that? We call it grace. And so when we are humbled by life and by truth, then we're in a position to receive that grace. If we want to maintain our pride, and in doing so, we're simply deceiving ourselves. That's what John says. If you say you're without sin, now that is the height of pride and arrogance, is to say that you're without sin. Now, if you're going to say that, then you're not going to receive the grace of God. You're going to keep living as if everything is good. But you've been deceived. That's what your pride has led you to deception and to embrace a lie. So we need to get back to truth and let our eyes be opened to truth. And that truth will start chiseling away at that pride in our hearts and will bring us to that point where we're ready to receive the grace of God. I think anyone that, you know, comes to Christ and says, yes, I'm saved by grace, but now I have to live the Christian life through human effort, that's a prideful attitude.
Yeah.
Why? That says that I have what it takes to live the Christian life. I have enough in me, enough human effort that can actually live up to the righteous standards of the law. Well, that's legalistic pride. Mm-hmm. And you fall flat on your face one time or two, and then you'll realize that you don't have what it takes. And even as a believer, you can be humbled to the point where you say, hey, I don't know how this Christian life is supposed to work, but Lord, I know I can't do it. And so I'm ready to receive the way that you have provided. And what you're going to discover is that the Christian life from start to finish is a way of grace.
Absolutely.
There's no other way to be victorious, to experience the abundant life, and to truly live out who you are as a child of God, other than by grace through faith in Jesus. Richard, do you have any thoughts on pride?
Just a few. No. What I had to learn in my life, and it's an ongoing battle, pride is usually, it's just another expression for fear. Oh, I'm going to mess up, so I'd better work harder. And what God replaces pride with in my life is contentment. And when I can be content in whatever circumstance, I know that God's got my back, he's got my front, he's living inside of me. So if I'm doing well, it's because he's working through me. If I'm doing poorly, he's still going to work through me to fix that. And so I can be content. I don't have to strive anymore for standing because I have all the standing I need.
Right. So God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. There's none of us that have anything to boast about. That's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's why this salvation is a free gift. It's not of works, lest anyone boast. So when we come to that truth, we're ready to receive the grace of God, and we're ready to walk fully in the grace of God.
Yes, indeed. Well, we love hearing from you, our listeners, and if you'd like to drop an email and pose a question, do it. You can send it to bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net, or you can call anytime, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. We want to pose your questions to the guys and get those answers straight out of the Word of God. Friends, as we've said, this ministry, Basic Gospel, has an immediate need, and we need your help to meet it today. By September 30th, we have a need of $50,000 to cover the costs of getting this program to you every day. We believe strongly that this New Covenant message must remain on the air, telling the story of God's love and grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. And all the information you need to make your gift can be found at basicgospel.net or at basicgospel.net/Canada. This need is urgent, as we've said, and it's real, and we can't do it alone. We need your help, friends. So once again, basicgospel.net or basicgospel.net/Canada. Let's keep the good news coming, friends.
Yeah, Bob, and I think as far as where we are right now, we're about 25% to that, 25% of that 50,000. So thank you so much for those who have given generously over the last several days. So that's about between 12 and 15,000 that's come in. And we have a little ways to go, so let's see how God works in people's hearts. And so ask the Lord what you can do to help Basic Gospel today.
Absolutely.
And don't be shy. If you can give $10, please give $10. If you can give $1,000, give $1,000. Just do what you're comfortable with doing, what you're going to be joyful in doing. And I think if we'll all do something, we'll see this need met, and it'll give us a solid foundation to really move into the last quarter of 2018.
Absolutely, and we can continue to be here to answer questions like this one from Sally. She said, someone recently called in and asked what happens to us when we die. You explained that Christians go right into the presence of Jesus, but what about those who aren't saved? Do they go directly to hell?
Well, it says Hades, and yes, they're going to be called out of that and stand for the last judgment, and then they will experience eternal death. That's where they're going to go. Those who are in Christ are absent from the body, present with the Lord upon their last breath. Those who are not in Christ, they're going to be in Hades. And what's that passage, Richard, in Revelations, where it says they're going to be called out of death and Hades?
Yeah.
And
death will give up the dead, and Hades will give up the dead, and the sea will give up the dead, and all of that.
Right. So all of that is really talking about, you know, they're in a place of judgment. And then that final judgment, the white throne judgment, where their eternal destiny is sealed. I mean, it's already sealed, but then it's, executed in reality. So they go to this place of judgment. We go to the very presence of the Lord Jesus himself. And so I think that's why it's so important that we get this good news out. We all come into this world dead spiritually. We all come into this world as sinners by nature. We all come into this world as objects of God's wrath under that condemnation. But there is a solution. There is a victory. There is salvation. And that salvation is in none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So help us get this message out. And for those who are listening who have never come to Christ, let today be your day that you hear the good news, respond, and receive everlasting life. It is the good news for you. So we're pleased to be able to bring this every day on Basic Gospel, and thank you so much for all of you who stand with us each and every day.
Each and every day. And I'm going to add my 2 cents worth again, Bob and Richard. Friends, we sometimes need to be very specific in regard to what we ask you to do to help ensure that the message that we bring every day on Basic Gospel continues without interruption. The numbers don't lie, and what the numbers are telling us right now is that we need $50,000 by the end of September, just 5 days away. That's not just an arbitrary number. It's exactly what we need to do to pay for airtime and the other expenses that are incurred in the normal course of operating this ministry. And to meet that, we need your help today. So if you haven't supported Basic Gospel in the past, you can see all of the different ways to donate when you visit basicgospel.net. I'll give you a few of those right now. You can do that actually online on the homepage at basicgospel.net or/Canada. You can use PayPal. You can use the Basic Gospel app, or you can call 844-322-2742 anytime, 24 hours a day, and make your gift to Basic Gospel. But we need your help by and before the 30th of this month to meet that budget. Well, that's this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. So for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.